Thank you for joining us with In Business Shelby County. We are here for season 3, recording at Echo Effect Art Campus, located at 102 East Washington Street. And you guessed it, of course, in Shelbyville, Indiana. Echo Effect is your place for events, trainings, podcasting, and your version. If you know, you know. Thanks for listening. Welcome. I am your host, Christy Brandt, and this is In Business Shelby County. Wow. Well, we're in for a treat, folks. If you know, you know, and if you don't, Google it, but not on your work computer. The only way I can describe this guy is who I want to be when I grow up. Welcome, Joe Godden.
Thank you.
If you wouldn't mind, just give us a little brief on everything that you've ever done in your whole life.
Okay, I can sum that up pretty fast.
Yeah.
I was born in Shelbyville. I've lived here most of my life. Still currently live in the county. And I started in music, actually. I played in bands and stuff. And then I started a recording studio, which existed in many locations around Shelbyville, but the last place it existed was a couple doors down from where we are now, actually.
Oh.
And, recording bands, doing that kind of stuff. And I did that for a lot of years and taught specifically guitar. And then I got the bug to check out movie stuff, and always a movie fan. Had an opportunity to do some music for an independent film that was being done out in California. And that kind of spawned getting into the whole movie industry stuff, which evolved into producing, which is what I currently do primarily. And, doing some movies for various cable outlets, and then HBO and Cinemax and Sci-Fi Channel. Over the years, and most of them are still out there. You can see them streaming now. Of course, back then there was no streaming.
Yeah.
That would have been around 2009 that I got into that.
Wow.
That kind of stuff. And then around the same time, slightly before that, I became involved with the Strand Theater, and I'm still an original board member with the Strand group. And that led to buying the Skyline Drive-In, which I knew nothing about when I bought it, other than I didn't want it to go away.
Yeah, that, I mean,
it was a complete passion play.
Yes.
So I still run the Skyline. It's grown immensely, and I still do movies.
Yeah.
And I still live in Shelby County.
Yes. And what I find so unique about you is how it seems that you've woven your passion into your work and your career, but not only for yourself. Mm-hmm. So when I go to the drive-in, you have Triple X Root Beer on tap, mm-hmm. Green Mountain on tap, mm-hmm. Cheer Wine on tap.
Right.
Local dairy products, so hand-dipped milkshakes.
Right.
You're making your own food. You're exposing kids to cinema in a way that they've
right.
never been exposed or, will unlikely be exposed in the same way that we used to be.
Right.
It's just digital ordering.
Right.
Like, you're doing delivery and you're taking, our community along for the ride. And you just do it yourself. Like,
right.
that unsung hero.
That drive-in, of course, we're getting ready to celebrate 75 years.
Wow.
I am celebrating, I guess, 15 years, but being there. But it's when I my film booker, who is basically facilitates between me and the movie studios, right? He gets me the films that I want, that I'm after.
Neat.
And he told me he described it this way, and I still laugh about this. He said, "You're successful because you didn't know what you were doing." Because I wasn't afraid to be, I don't go outside the box. We exist outside the box.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And so we just try, we just try everything, And, back in June, we had micro wrestlers at the Skyline, you know? So it's an entertainment venue in my mind, mm-hmm. not just a movie theater that has a restaurant. So, and then the food's good.
Yeah, you know? The food is good.
We're crazy about food. I love food, you know? So, I like good food. So let's do good food.
Yeah, I'll plug your sloppy
Joe. It was really that easy, so... But we continue to do all kinds of crazy things. We're a bit of a bipolar drive-in because we try to cater to everyone during different times of the year, mm-hmm. right? So horror obviously is a big thing for us,
yeah.
classic horror. But, you know, during the summer, we play all of the new family-friendly movies, right? You know, we play, you know, the Twisters and the Disney movies and all this stuff too. So... we try to do a little bit for everyone.
Yeah, guys definitely pull it off.
Yeah.
I like how the guy said that you didn't know what you were doing. And I would say, mm-hmm. You know, the opposite. You knew exactly what you were doing. You were doing Joe. Like, you were doing your passion.
I was doing me, yeah. This is a guy who's worked in the industry of movie theaters for 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
So in his mind... and a lot of other drive-ins, because we are a small group of people. There are not that many drive-ins left. And in Indiana, most of us know each other. And they all sit back and they were going, what is this guy doing?
Oh,
he doesn't know what he's doing. You know, well, he can't do that. You know, and that was the angle, you know, he was coming from was we were being watched. And now the cool thing about it is now there are other drive-ins trying to do different things, but there wasn't 15 years ago. They were drive-in owners that were probably had been doing it for 30 years, and they were just chugging along like they always had. You know, and now that's like, you know, I was the first to bring Sammy Terry to a drive-in.
Oh, cool.
Now, why wasn't that thought about before?
Yeah.
And he told me, and, you know, Mark Carter, who plays Sammy Terry, since his, you know, his father was the original Sammy Terry. Mm. And Mark grew up around Sammy Terry. And he said he has no recollection of his father, and that goes back to the 60s, ever performing at a drive-in.
Huh. Interesting.
And I was like, well, how could that have not happened? So let's do it.
Yeah.
So now, 11 years later, he still comes every year.
Yeah. So, I mean, you guys do have, like, your own following.
Well,
like,
yeah,
you know, there's no,
yeah.
you don't have to, like, blast it out, like, you know, set up a blow-up man out there. Like,
correct.
Hey, please come.
We just had Super Monster Movie Fest, which was the 13th year for that past weekend. And we had people from as far away as California fly here because they just love the vibe of the event. I'm not trying to be cynical in any way, but it almost, that event is very vibe driven.
Mm-hmm.
It's the vibe. People come for the atmosphere and the vibe, and the movies in some ways are secondary.
Mm-hmm.
The movies we choose to play.
Yeah.
You know, obviously it's horror, so it's, you know, but it doesn't matter as much as
the community.
The overall, yeah. You know, so we have people from all over the country come to those when we do those special events. So it's cool.
Yeah, right? That is. It's fantastic.
And we have people coming, you know, like I said, from California, from Florida, from New Orleans, and they come into Shelbyville, and I take them places. Right. So and when we have special guests, which we did this weekend and had a movie premiere and said, hey, what's this Capone's place? All right. I'll take you to Capone's.
Oh,
check
cool.
out Capone's. You know, so they're seeing a community as much as they're just coming to the drive-in.
Yeah. So you're
when
like,
they do that, right?
you're the cool concierge. You're
yeah,
not going to sit
right.
into the wrong spot.
No. We're going to let me hit the highlights for you.
Yes.
They're only here for a day or two, right?
Oh, so, that's fantastic.
So we like to show off the community. At least I do.
Yeah. No. You know, and what a better guide.
Mm-hmm.
Legendary events or legacy events in mm-hmm. Indianapolis. Like Gen Con is where I put your movies and things. I'm a Salesforce kind of nerd or whatever. And we have Dreamforce, and it's just getting together with your community to, you
right.
know, geek out with someone else who
right,
gets it.
Right, right.
And that's so cool
right.
that you provide it, for the horror mm-hmm. fans. Now, do people stay on the grounds when they come?
Or some do. Some do. You know, the hardcore guys do. Because we do camping. You know, you can just set your tent up. But normally when we have a big event like that, many of the hotels will sell out because it's our people coming in and doing that. Like, we've got a big event the 1st of November, and all the hotels around here are sold out already. So,
wow.
One in October as well, so it's already hard to get rooms because not everyone wants to sleep outside.
Yeah.
Right? I get it. I'm actually not an outdoors person, believe it or not. I have an outdoor theater, but I'm not really an outdoorsy guy. So I get it. But yeah, we let people, you know, just throw up a tent in the back and crash out and you know, that when they're not driving home tired or whatever. And
yeah.
And it's cool. It's, you know, it is cool.
It really is a cool vibe.
Oh, yeah. It's really a very communal experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and no offense to any other types of theaters, but it's hard to beat.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, you can talk, for one thing.
Right. If you want to get up and stretch and walk around. I mean, you know, you can literally still watch the movie and walk around.
Yeah, wherever you are. Right. And you're not trapped by the little car radio like you used to be.
Right,
you can be in your eye, you know.
Yeah, in your headphones or whatever,
You can be an isolated movie or like a group movie.
That's everything
for today.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. But the Skyline has become a big part of my life, obviously.
Yeah.
And, but I still do the other stuff.
We're
gearing up for another movie.
Netflix movie.
Yep.
That was just last year, right?
Yeah. Dennis and Henry.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. I saw that. I was like, oh my gosh, I have to look this guy up. And so then that's when I started investigating you.
We're getting ready to do another family movie. Probably be shooting near the end of the year. So, and that's the other thing. Dennis and Henry was shot completely in Shelbyville.
Oh my gosh. That's unbelievable. I didn't even miss that part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So most of my stuff is at least partially shot here. Some of them are also, you know, they're shot in various places, but Los Angeles, a lot of them. But we always get Indiana or Shelbyville or this area in there somehow.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so.
Well, you'll have to come back. If you're not already following Joe via the Skyline or any of his personal handles, do you want to tell?
I'm just Joe Godden. I don't really hide.
He doesn't hide.
I'm on Facebook and Instagram.
Hiding in plain sight.
And of course, the Skyline, all the various things. And the SkylineDriving.com, if you want to know events and things that are coming up, that's where you'll get that information.
Excellent. And you know, you can find us on InBusinessShelbyCounty.com or at InBusinessShelbyCounty on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Thank you for listening to In Business Shelby County. We have reached over 600 listeners all across the world. I know that it's because of our excellent guests. So with that, I would love to provide you with a Where Are They Now? Season 2 guest Jessica Kelsey of Jessica Kelsey Accounting has expanded her services into Guardian Tax. Congratulations, Jessica.